Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Often that I come to you and say, I've got some good news. I'm going to build you up. Let's send some positive vibes your way.
That has I'll be never honest. Happened. Yep.
No, never. No. Usually I'm tearing you down.
That is correct.
However, threatened. I can see that you're in a vulnerable position at the moment.
Okay.
You've been in it for a while.
Yes.
And I want to make you feel a little better.
Okay.
So it's no secret between us and anybody who's seen you.
Yes.
That you're balding.
I'm thinning. That is correct.
Oh, it just happens. Even I have a bit of a thin hairline.
Yes, you do.
I'm a big fan of the bald head, and right. You're heading in that direction.
Oh, quite quickly, yes.
Now I stumbled upon an article.
Yes.
And the headline reads:
mm-hmm.
Bald men
yes.
are more intelligent,
yes.
dominant,
yes.
and wise. Also, research says.
Okay.
Shall I go on?
Yes, please.
Now, it says research trends towards increased testosterone levels
yep.
being the cause of male baldness.
Sure.
However, the amount of testosterone in your bloodstream isn't the determining factor.
Oh.
It's your genetics. Now, they're saying part of these genetics will lead to you, as a result, being more intelligent, dominant, and wise.
Lovely.
Now, I'm not sure if it means you're more intelligent, dominant, and wiser than me. I tend to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is that I know that you're resisting the bald lifestyle.
I am.
And if you could just embrace it, mm-hmm. maybe you would be seen in this intelligent, dominant, and wise way.
So what you're saying is I am not really that intelligent, dominant, or wise, but I could play a good bluff game if I shaved the what's left of my hair off.
Well, no, I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that because you're going naturally bald,
mm.
obviously you are naturally inclined with mm. those talents, I suppose.
So
you can tell
you
I'm really
tell
tiptoeing
me.
Around yes. giving this
yeah.
to you on a silver
go on.
Platter.
No, give it to me. You tell me flat out I'm intelligent, dominant, and wise. Look me straight in the eye and tell me that, please.
You're intelligent or wise?
Nope, I want it again.
You're intelligent, dominant, and wise.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Intelligent, dominant, and wise.
Yes. Thank you. That's very nice. And I know that hurt you so much, but I'll take that. Thank you.
It's okay to be bald, Haim. Just embrace it.
Sure. I will eventually, but just not right now. Big day for movie lovers tomorrow and lovers of a specific sort of movie, and that is the Marvel movies, because Avengers Endgame starts in cinemas.
Oh, I'm so excited. Seriously, I've pre-purchased tickets to go and see it with my dad
yep.
tomorrow. I could not be more pumped.
I'm pretty sure it's already broken box office records with the pre-sale of tickets. It is mm-hmm. insanely big. They are calling it the biggest movie of the year. Not just biggest superhero movie, the biggest movie of the year.
Yeah.
And I would agree. And that's big for me saying that because there's another Star Wars movie coming up at the end of the year. But I think this is going to be bigger.
Oh, Star Wars has yeah. been beaten to death at
Stop
this
it.
Point, whereas
Stop
Avengers
it.
Is perfect. Mm. The Marvel Universe cannot be challenged. Every single movie is so, so important, and I love them all. Oh, my gosh, I can't wait.
All right. The fandom behind this is just amazing. I found this online this morning. A site called Fandango have put together, it's a two-minute clip of pretty much get you in the mood. It's a mashup of a bit of Endgame footage from their trailers, but also extra footage from pretty much all the movies that came before. It is insane. I have 30 seconds of it for you. Check this out.
If we do nothing, you will destroy us.
All we can do is our best. And sometimes the best that we can do is to start over.
There was no other way.
This is your chance. It's not about saving our world. It's about saving theirs.
So this is it?
That's the best you can do!
No way we all get through this.
I got no plans tomorrow night.
Ah, sounds so good. So
yeah,
good.
It does. Oh, that's just so exciting. Oh my gosh. I've got chills.
Now, I am lucky enough to be going along tomorrow night, which is great. I've been telling people, hey, I'm going on Wednesday night. This is going to be great. I'm super excited. And they've been going, well, have you seen Captain Marvel, which has only just come out? And I haven't seen it. And I don't think I need to in order to see this movie. I think it's fine.
I think you're wrong. I think you do need to see it.
No, surely not. I mean, the Captain Marvel set in the 90s or something, isn't it? So
yeah.
This is now, but, this, that one's the 90s. Why would it? That's an origin story, whereas this one is the end of stories.
Yeah, it's the end of the origin story. So you need to go see Captain Marvel because there's so many moments in it that set the tone for the Avengers in just such a magical way that now going into this Endgame film, I'm more excited because I know where it all began in a new level of understanding, Haim.
Nah, surely not. I mean, I've seen all the others. Mate, I don't need to
see. You're a fake fan then. You've got to see it.
All right, 13, 12, 16. Is it a must? Do I need to see Captain Marvel before going to see Avengers Endgame tomorrow? Anyway, Patrick's on the line on 13, 12, 16. I don't think I need to see the Captain Marvel. Paris thinks I do. Patrick, what do you reckon?
Look, mate, I reckon we need to keep it like the Star Wars saga. I think it'll be a bit more exciting after you watch the Endgame.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you're saying is you're on board with me then?
Oh, no, definitely not. I reckon it's more exciting to actually watch some of the trilogy, like the end parts of the trilogy, and then once you go back, you'll be like, oh, wow, there you go.
Oh, okay. So just watch Endgame. Yeah, like the Star Wars, where they're completely out of order. I can do this out of order and still enjoy the experience, which will be Avengers Endgame tomorrow.
Well, that's right. All our Star Wars fans are used to that stuff. So.
Thank you.
How much is Hamish paying you? How much is he paying? Be honest with me. Yeah, yeah. He came in. He wanted to ask people this question. Yeah. You're a setup. You're a plant. You're an actor. There's no way that you can be serious right now. No, not accepting it. Sorry.
Patrick, I was going to pay you, but I haven't
Patrick,
actually paid
you. Patrick, if that's your name.
I'll pick the check up this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Bruce, what can we do for you?
Oh, I'm just bringing up to let you know that you're stuffing up your trilogy.
Mm.
You got to watch the first lot of the movies to actually get to know what's happening in the Endgame.
So,
thank you.
But it's not a trilogy. It's 22 movies.
It's a series.
Yeah.
Like if you're into Game of Thrones, you don't go watch episode 14 of season 12 or whatever they're up to now. I don't even get into that game.
Yeah.
And then go back and watch the beginning of it because it'll stuff the whole storyline for you.
But if I watch the Avengers movies, wouldn't that give me just the general gist that I need? Like the Avengers ones rather than all the Marvel ones.
But there's a twist and a turn in each one that you don't see coming.
Okay.
And Haim, why do you want to live your life with just a gist when you've got the option of having full, well-rounded and depthful knowledge? I mean, depthful is not a word, but if it was, that's exactly what you get from watching Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know.
Why are you even fighting this, Haim? Just sit down and watch the movie.
Well, it means I have to spend money, Paris, and go to the movies, and it's not going to happen. Now, we've done with one set of holidays, Paris, and that is obviously the Easter long weekend. We're back for a couple of days. Then we have Thursday off for Anzac Day before we're back at work on Friday, and then we're into the weekend. So 3 days is all we have to work this week.
You know it would be a good political move? We've got the election coming up.
Yep.
One of the governments should say, vote us in and we'll make the Easter and Anzac Day week all public holidays entire week.
Yep, that's a great idea. And for those people that have taken the 3 days off on annual leave and ended up with 10 days of holidays, I say well played.
Yes.
There's a couple of people in the office here who I saw on Thursday and they're like, yeah, not seeing you for another 10 days. I'm like, lucky you. Well done.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Peace out.
Yeah. Well, let's talk Anzac Day on Thursday. Obviously, there's a lot of tradition around Anzac Day and one of those traditions is Anzac biscuits.
Yes, it is.
I did not know this, but I found this yesterday and there is going to be and currently is an Anzac biscuit crackdown. Businesses risk $50,000 fines for trying to sell, they say tampered product, but product that they've changed. So not the traditional Anzac biscuit. So if you sell or call something an Anzac biscuit, but you add choc chips or even almonds, $50,000.
Jesus.
Could be coming out of your bank account.
Oh my goodness. It's like it's been trademarked by the powers that be.
And if you go
outside of that, you'll be fined. That's crazy to me. I thought maybe you meant if they were selling anything other than the Anzac biscuit that you buy in the packet in the shop. Mm. You know, you have to call them Anzac style biscuits. But adding a choc chip, I mean, oh, it's called spicing it up. Live a little.
Well, apparently that's the go. And it's all according to the federal government and RSLs. They're cracking down down on businesses and sellers of your Anzac biscuits. You change it at all, you run the risk of getting fined up to and over $50,000. Now, if you want a traditional recipe, you can go to the Australian War Memorial website. That's where they're at. Other than that, don't change it. Wow. Serious about Anzac biscuits.
Creativity is dead. That is just, wow.
Be creative in other ways, just not with your Anzac biscuit.
I'm in total disbelief.
I couldn't believe it either.
Lucky neither of us are going to be selling any Anzac cookies anytime soon. Any that I do make will be swiftly consumed by me, myself, and I.
That's a smart move, I would say.
Conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory.
All right, time for another conspiracy theory. And we've gone through a few conspiracy theories over the last few weeks, haven't we, Paris?
Yeah, we have. And I do love conspiracy theories, Haim. However, I worry that we know too much and we should be sleeping with one eye open because you know how it goes. You get deep into conspiracy theories and that's when the government shows up.
Well, you might be looking over your shoulder after this one. Now, I could have gone today with the conspiracy theory that Finland doesn't exist. That's one that's kicking around at the moment. Or that Prince Charles is a vampire. It's also one that's been kicking around. But no, I've decided to go with the royal family. But a newer member of the royal family, and that is Meghan Markle.
Oh, she is a newer member. Would I call her even royal yet? She's so fresh.
She is super fresh.
She's still that chick from Suits.
Now, conspiracy theories normally take some time to sort of cook. They take years and years to grow. Well, this one is fresh as well. It's only been around since June of last year.
Did you make it up?
No, I did not make this one up. but it does sound very made up. I'm not going to explain it. I'm going to let a robotic voice I found on YouTube explain it because YouTube is rife with conspiracy theories. This is what it is.
According to one new conspiracy theory, Meghan Markle was replaced with a robot after she married Prince Harry. The theory popped up after a clip of Markle at the Britain's Got Talent finale hit YouTube. In it, the Suits alum looks almost plastic as she sits next to her equally as artificial-looking husband, Prince Harry, in the audience.
So they were at Britain's Got Talent, the final, and they basically were applauding and having a good old time, but there were no facial expressions, or there was the one facial expression that did not change. So people automatically thought, oh, they've got to be robots. In fact, one guy was watching the video clip and doing a running commentary at the same time. This is what he had to say.
I guess this is Prince Harry and his girl. Her face does not move. Look at that. Are you kidding me? That's not normal. Bro, get out of here. What is that? That's some Illuminati shit.
All right, so I'm not, by the sound of him, he's been indulging for a little bit. So I don't really know how serious to take this one, but this is it. Meghan Markle, a robot.
I think that you should take it fully seriously, Haim. As soon as I heard that robo lady with the scary music describing what was going on, I've got chills and I started to get tears in my eyes thinking if I was poor Meghan Markle being replaced by robot, where is she now?
I don't know.
If it's true? You don't think these things through. What if the conspiracy is real life and the real Meghan Markle's locked up somewhere while the robot's out here at Britain's Got Talent finals clapping like a freak?
And now the robot one's pregnant. What kind of baby is she going to have?
Cyborg baby.
Don't know if you caught 60 Minutes last night, Paris, but there was a story on there talking about loneliness. I don't know if you know this, but loneliness is a major health problem. In fact, it's as deadly as smoking.
Do you know what? I completely believe that because I'm someone who can't go lonely for a day. I spend a day home alone, and by the end of that day, I start thinking, I've got no friends. I don't know anyone. I've got no purpose. I totally understand why it could be deadly.
Reporter Tom Steinford actually caught up with a clinical psychologist last night on the show and researcher, Dr. Tegan Cruz, and this is what she had to say.
If you are a smoker and you're a member of no social groups, it's a toss-up whether you should join a group or quit smoking. Either one is going to be just as effective in terms of reducing your risk of early death.
So loneliness is just as harmful as smoking.
That's what the data's telling us.
Studies show the stress from loneliness damages the body's immune system as well as our mental health.
When we look at people over many years, 5, 10, 15 years, and we look at their risk of death, what we find is that while smoking, obesity, certainly important predictors, actually being lonely, feeling isolated, seems to be one of the, if not the most important predictor.
Can you believe it? It's just crazy. And they went on to talk about the fact that people can live ordinary lives. They're catching up with people all the time, but they're just lonely.
Oh, it's just so sad because I start thinking about elderly people who maybe don't have family left or just people who feel like they're terminally single. You know, they're looking for love and they just can't find it.
Yep.
Oh, just thinking about being that lonely and it actually affecting your health is making me a little bit emotional.
Mm, look, there's one guy that they caught up with last night who I wouldn't have thought would be lonely at all, and that is Star Trek actor William Shatner. He's married, he's got kids. Is he lonely? Yes, because he's on tour all the time. And he did actually say, they asked him, what can you do if you're, you know, feeling lonely? How can you shake that loneliness? And this was his tip.
Do something for somebody. That's my advice. That's what I would do. Do something for somebody else. And I think, for me, that's a way of avoiding or overcoming loneliness.
So maybe that'll work.
William Shatner mustn't be that busy on tour, though. How'd they get him to do that news story? Hey, Will, you're a lonely guy, aren't you? Let's have a chat about it.
Yeah, maybe. Paris, you were away last week because you had a tiny little ear infection and wanted an extra couple of days off.
Tiny little ear infection. I'm still infected, Hamish. It was horrible. Yeah. My doctor's certificate from the hospital said that I was completely incapacitated for work, which is true. My right ear still doesn't feel good. It's like it's like a corked bottle of wine. Yeah, yeah. It's just all wrong.
It's funny how you, when you did the hospital, you coughed and did air quotes, which is weird. But, and for those that obviously can't see, Paris has just flipped me the bird. So let's move on. all right. So, no, you were pretty sick, and I do appreciate you coming in. Thursday of last week, we did get a phone call, though, and I did dob us in for something. All right, we're a team. Remember, we are a team. We do things together. So
not everything.
Ashley, no, that's true. Ashley from the Highfields Football Club called up and said this.
Hey, we've got a bit of an event coming up on the 27th of April. We've got our first home games out of our new facility there, and we're looking to celebrate. Just wondering if you guys would be keen to put together a bit of a team for a bit of football activity.
Now, I know that you have a love of the round ball game. You've played it for 16 years, and I thought, yes, well, let's start with the two of us. We're on the team. I said, yep, I'm in. I said, I don't even need to check with Paris. I know how super keen she would be, no matter what injury she has to her ear to play. So there you go. So you're in?
I'm horrified. Mm-hmm. Hey, I do love soccer.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you down.
No!
You need to find some different teammates. Because I cannot play.
Why not?
I can't play. I'm incapacitated for play. There's fluids in your ears. Mm. And once they get going in the wrong ways, you know, I'll pass out on the pitch.
That is worth looking at.
No, do you know what? Yeah. I'm going to support you in this endeavor.
Yes.
I get it. A hit South Queensland soccer team. Yep. I love it.
Yes.
I just can't be part of it.
What? You played for like 16. I played for like 16 minutes.
Look at me. Do you see this?
Yeah.
It's a line. I'm drawing it. I can't play.
What about coach?
I'm out on injury. I'll give you as many tips as possible.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
So I've signed us up for a team to play, and it's just me on the team at this point in time.
You've signed you up. I believe that we can find some people to help you out.
I will have to put a team together, so more on that in the coming days, because I have promised. So it's a team minus Paris, but with me, and I'll need six others because it's 7-a-side and we're only playing 20 minutes on Saturday. So details to come.
Want more Hamish and Paris?
Download the Hit app.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.